You have the Gemara, how who bibishol v'loy bishol. Here we're talking about it's cooked and not cooked. Trashi koto gavra. If you eat like a beet that's not raw and it's not cooked completely, it's medium cooked, a little bit cooked, that's bad. That could kill you. And Eklami, for such a beet, you shouldn't use for an erev. We're talking about beet that's either raw lagamri, that won't kill you. Or else cooked lagamri, that's good. Ika the army, some say, Omer Rav Nuna, Ein ma'arvin betradin chayin. You can't use raw beets for an erev. The Omer Rav Chizda said, Silka chaya kotel gavro. If you eat the raw beet, they'll kill you. Kotel gavro chaya, kill the person alive. For the Gemara, I have a kochazina and the koachli v'loy maisi. I receive people eat raw beets and nothing happened to them. And the Gemara, hosam bebishol v'loy bishol. After we say it's no good for you, it could kill you, that's where it's cooked a little bit, but not cooked lagamri. That's very dangerous. That he said you can't use it, that's where it was cooked and not cooked. By the time it's 100% raw, then you could eat it and it won't harm you. If you have a tapshal food that's made out of beets, moshe you have chrein made out of beets, is yofel leib, it's good for the heart. It's good for the eyes. And about it's good for the insides, for the digestive system. About it's very good. And Omer Abaya, that these beets were cooked in the pot with boiling water, that the water was going like toich toich, like making bubbles. In other words, it was cooked very good. Said Rashi, Avei Tovi, Vekira Mokin Shrisa Sakadeiran, it was cooked on top of the fire, Vyovid toich toich, Shemavushul Yofe, it was cooked very good. But it's Tame Kuloi. And it became like even started to shrink a little bit from the cooking so much. Achinimuach, till it became a little dissolved a little bit. When it's bubbling away, it's like making the noise of teich teich. So this type of beets is very good to eat. Omar Rava said, Hareni ke ben azai b'shuki tveria. I'm like ben azai in the shuka tveria. So Rashi, that means, yoyma b'dicha heavy lay, l'rova. It was like a left day for Rava. V'yamalula talmidim. He told his talmidim, "Hashta tzilu datoi." Like he was not left, he was in a good mood. So Rava told his talmidim, "Today I have a clear head." V'areni mizumin lahoshiv v'charifus. And today I'm ready to answer back any shaila you ask me. I'll answer you back very sharply. L'chol mishishaleni. Any kasha you can ask me. Ke benazai, just like benazai used to do. Shoyaderes b'shuki tveryim. Benazai is also the big chochem. He used to dash in shuki tveryim. Nobody was as sharp as the Nazi one it was in his times. Koponin, the Nazi was also a big chochem. So here Rav said today, he told us Tamidim, Hareini ke ben Nazi b'shuk etzveria. Today I have a clear head, I'll answer all questions you have to ask me. Omalayhum Rabbonin, so one Rabbonin asked Rav, tapuchim bekamam. How much apples do you leave over, do you need to make an erev with? How much apples do you have to use? Omalei, so Rav answered back, v'chimarven betapuchim. Who said in the first place you could use an apple for an erev tchumim? Fradimor v'loi, you can't use apples, is that true? V'yotznan, we learned. Kolo oichlin mitstarfin lifsol esakviya v'chatzi pras. Any oichl yeet is mitstarf together to metama the person himself. In other words, if an odom eats food that's tamei, the loch is midrabbonin. If you eat the food, it's matama the person. It's the rabbonin dikalochem. Food azoy is always a reach in the tumma, so a reach in the tumma is not matama in odom. If a person touches the food, the person does not become tummy. But there's a tumma midrabbonin. If a person eats tumma dika food, if he eats a chatzi pras, a pras is a half a loaf of a bread. So a chatzi, half of that, if he eats a quarter a loaf of a bread of oichlin that are tummy, the person also has a psul hagviya, means he becomes tummy. So the klal is there, kol oichlin, all tomei, all oichel, that's tomei, is mitzaref, that if a man eats now a shear of that, of a quarter of a loaf of a bread, he becomes tomei. Hu adin uva mozen shtei sudis leruv. Hu adin the shear that to leave over for an eruv, you have to have a mozen of two sudis. So all oichlin you could use for that din of an eruv. This is going to be the kasha. Here it says kol oichlin, any type of an oichel you want to use. So an apple is also called an oichel. So the mash maklor, you could use apples for an eruv. This is going to be the kasha. Weiter, u kebeitzel atame tumas oichlin. The halacha is an oichla is only mekabel tuma if you have the size of a beitz, the size of an egg. So you can starve a few things together to give it the size of an egg. So if you have a piece of an apple, a piece of a fig, a piece of a date, and together they're the size of a beitz of an egg, and a sheretz touches it, then they're mekabel tuma. So l'chur the kasher is here. You see, for Ervin, you could use anything. All oichla is mitzarif. So avadi, you could use an apple. Fred Gemara, v'hai might yufta. What kind of kasher are you asking here? Ilay mishum diktoni kol oichlin. If you can ask me the kasher, because here the brayse says gotnan kol oichlin mashum all type of fruits are mitzarif. All type of food is mitzarif for an eriv. So an apple should be bechlal there. V'hani bnei achil ninu. Now apples, since they're edible, so it should also be called bechlal noichlo. Fred Gemara, nay. V'omer Rabbi Yechon. We just had before Rabbi Yechon and said ein lemeidim min aklolis. Even though it's a cloud that says all oichlin you could use for an eruv, you can't learn nothing from this type of a cloud. Even in the case where it says chutz. So even though it says here all food, maybe apples are different though. It's not mukha from here, apples should also be good. Yeah. Ela's Marad Kashri is Ela Mishun Dikhtani over Mazen Shtei Sudis Leriv. It says what? How much food do you have to have for an eruv? Enough food to have two sudis from. How much food do you have to have together to mekabel tuma? It has to be the size of a beitza. Now it says these two dinim next to another. So churva mashma, anything that's mekabel tuma soichlin, you could use that for an eruv. Now vahani nami bnei tuma tuma soichlininu. Now since these apples are edible, pshitas mekabel tuma. So once it's mekabel tuma, it's mashma, anything that's mekabel tuma, you could use for an eruv also. So that's the raya, you could use apples for an eruv. So Mel, they asked back the original Shiloh, the Kama, how many apples do you have to leave over to use for an Eruv? What's called enough apples to have a Muslim of taste? Shnei Sudas, the Kama. And the Gemara, Amr Rav Nachman, Tapuchim the Kav. You have to have a Kav's worth, like a whole barrel full of apples. Trashy. Lifts less like Ria. If a person eats tamadik oichum, afagav shein oichum matamodim, even though food is only rishon l'tumah, is not matama person, but magi if the person touches the food, iyochum menayin chati pras. But if a person eats a half of a bread, tahainu shnei beitzim at the shear of two eggs, nifso malecha betrumum, the person becomes tamim midirabonin, but he's not allowed to eat trum anymore. Kedatnan bepirkan the kamon. V'chati chatzia lifso esagvim. His half of a half means a quarter of a loaf of a bread. That's the shear to pass with the person if he eats oichol tameya. Chetzi ayna pras. Yiloshim prusa v'chati chetzi ayna chati pras. There is a quarter of a loaf of a bread. Elam ishun the kashu the toni erev dumya the tumas oichlin. The mash mekolshu metama tumas oichlin yeshle motzin shtei sudis. Chazil erev v'tapuchim b'nei tmoyaninu. So Mela, it's pshit that you could use apples to make an erev with. So the shalom was how much? If there was a calf, you have to have a whole calf full of apples. For the Gemara Meis, we have a kasha. We have a Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. Uchla tavlin, this uchla is a measurement. Uchla tavlin, this measurement of tavlin of spice. The literal yerek, this measurement of yerokis, of vegetables. The yasara agoizin, and at least 10 nuts. The chamisha afraskin, at least 5 peaches. Ushneri remoinim, and at least 2 pomegranates. The esrig ech, at least 1 esrig. That this is the shear you have to give an oni when he comes to ask for maaser. So Drashi, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Drashi, b'maaser oni. It's talking about the maaser you have to leave over to give to aniyim. Shemachalkol aniyim harbe. You give it out to a lot of different aniyim. Ala goyrin, when you're down by your field, still collecting yitzvua, the aniyim come and you give them food. Koy yikomar, it says there, the Mishnah Teya, ein poichsin l'oni begoyrin, Mehai shear, the least you give to the oni is this year. The pasuk says, "V'nosati l'alevi l'ager l'yosel l'amono." Obotzim hanali heaven yisina. The pasuk says, "Loshen v'nosato." A loshen yisina always means a dover choshev. So you have to give the oni something that's edible. So this is the smallest amount. If you want to give him tavlin, you have to give him an uchla, that much measurement. A yerek, a litro. A nuts, at least 10. Peaches, at least 5. Pomegranates, at least 2. Trashi uchla shminishem a litro. Yevaita. Now the Oma Gurska Ba Dori Mishmei the Rav Menashia Ba Shagubli Mishmei the Rav, old people name of Rav the Chain Leiruf, he said the same shear as Nagei Teiruf Shrashi the Chain Leiruf the Chelak Oni Begurin, the same shear you leave over to give to an oni that comes to collect by the gurin, by the food, where you grow the food, is nami mosin shtei sudis. That's called the mosin shtei sudis. See, kadiyamula, come on. Now, vahani nami, chur the kasher is now, the chur, what's the kasher? It didn't talk about apples yet. So chur asked the kasher, why do you say you have to have a kav worth of apples? Here you should have to have less. Who's talking about apples? So that Gemara, vahani nami lehevaki afraskin. Hakoponim, apples should be the same way like peaches. It's like doimaladodi. So just like we're saying here, five peaches is enough to give to an oni. And who are, didn't they say in name of Rav? That's enough to make an eruv. It's called mazon shtei sudis. Five peaches. So the chur apples should be the same shear. If you have five apples, that should be enough to leave over an eruv. How come we say you have to have a whole kav worth of apples? Much more. And the Gemara, a pashta teretz, hani chashiv v'hani lo chashivi. I'll tell you, peaches are more chashiv. So the more chashiv it is, the less you eat, the less you need. So therefore, five peaches is enough. Mashenkin apples, you need much more. It's Rashi chashivi.
Yes, it's Rashi chashivi. V'yamin l'kamon, we say later, koshu lifton, anything that you eat. Lifton means to make the bread taste good. K'dei lechol boy, how much you eat it with it. Almo lav mamish sudas lehevei kula sudasa mihu mina binan. You don't have to have the whole two sudas of apples, or the whole two sudas of peaches. Eloko midi lufum chashivuse. Everything is totally in the chashivus of the thing. Im lifton, she'odam rogo lifto es boyes apas. In other words, avada, the ikar hasudi is the bread you eat. Now, when you eat two sudas, each suda, you eat things with the bread. So how much peaches do you eat with the bread b'shas the suda? So we say, shir k'dei lufo es boyes apas. The shir of all these oichlin is how much of these oichl do you eat with the bread. And how much bread l'shtei sudas, that you eat in two meals. And something you eat for dessert. The shear is how much of dessert do you eat by the two sudas. So you don't have to have two sudas full of dessert. It just means by your two sudas, how much dessert do you eat? So mainly here also, we're talking about this peaches. You don't have to have two sudas worth of peaches. Then avad would be the same shear peaches and apples. Now the pshat is, how much peaches do you eat throughout the meal that you are eating of bread? So we say, if it's more choshev, you only use a little bit of it to malafen es apas. Mashenkin, apples are not so choshev, there you have to have more apples to give a shear of mazon shtei sudas. Satsumar's teretz. Therefore, the shear of apples is bekav, and the shear of afraskin is bechamisha, five of them. So the Gemara vaitim. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Shara le Mura, le Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli. In other words, his Rebbe should be Moichol Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli. In other words, Rabbi Yosef is saying that Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli made a mistake. Hayes, before, Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli was the one that said over in the name of Rav that Vechein le Erev. He said over the din on the Braisim. But the Braisim said in the name of Rav Shimon ben Elozim, that how much of the shear you have to leave over for Maiseroni? It said, Uchlo of Tavlin, Velitro, Yerek, Viasora, Aguzin, Agoizin, Vechamisha, Fraskinin. And on this, Rav Menashe Abash Gubloi said over in the name of Rav, Vechain Erev. The same shear applies to an Erev. Now Rav Yosef Dingzach. Rav Yosef says that Rav never said his din on this Braisa. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef is saying, like the Rebbe should be Moichel Rav Menashe Bar Shegubloi because he made a mistake. In other words, he says, Ano Amrisa Nale Yamas Nisan. Rabbi Yosef said, I said over this din that Rav says V'chein Le'ervin on the Mishnah's din. We'll soon see which Mishnah of Peyam. Vu Amra Braisa, and he made a mistake and said over the din that Rav says V'chein Le'ervin on the Braisa. So we'll soon see what was the big mistake. What's the gefelach lechura? There's no steer with the Mishnah to the Braisa. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ashorele Mori means Yim Choli Adoinov, in other words, the master of the Odin should be Meichel him, Adover Zel Rav Menashe. Should be Meichel Rav Menashe. That since Rav Menashe made a mistake, the Rebbe should be Meichel him. The Anoham Risa Nale Lohod, the Yom Rav Vechen Le'erev, Amas Nisan. can meforish v'yosel, will still bring down the Mishnah. V'u'agmere l'gursik bar dori abraisa. He went over in the name of Gursik bar dori, in the name of Rav, on the Braisa's din. Now, where did Rabbi Yosef himself learn the din of Rav on the Mishnah? Which Mishnah? So the Mora d'Tanan. There's a Mishnah in Peyam, Ein Poyach Sin Lo'oni B'Goyrin. Again, if you have an Oni coming to the Goyrin, to the where the Tefuah grows on the ground, on the fields, and he wants to collect his Maiser Oni, so you have to give Maiser Oni to each Oni. How much can you give? What's the least amount you can give each Oni? Is Ein Poyach Sin, can't give him less, Mechatzi Kav Chitin. If you're giving out wheat, you have to give at least a chatzi kav of wheat. Hu adin v'kav soirin. If you're giving out barley, you have to give at least a kav of a barley. Rabbi Meir Omer of Meir says no. Chatzi kav soirin. You have to give at least a half of a kav of a barley. V'kav v'chatzi kusmin. And if you're giving spelt, kusmin, then you have to give a bigger shear. At least a shear of a kav v'chatzi. Vaita v'kav gregris. If you're giving out dried out dates, then you have to give at least a shear of a kav. Oimona devela. Devela is also these dried out dates, but you already make it into a pie, into a round pie. So when you squash them together and make the dried out dates into a round pie, which is called a develon, then it's a different shear. Then it's a shear of a mona. Like Rashi says, mona, Rashi says, that's a measurement of weight. Rashi, devela, liachash in a drosin beagle. Once you make them round in a pie, korilu devela. Then it's called a devela. V'shuv eina moicha b'mida. You don't sell it by the measurement. Ela b'mishkal. Then you weigh them. So mona is a weight. Then you have to give at least a weight of a mona to an oni. Rabbi Akiva Reime pras. Akiva says no. How much of a devela do you have to have? A pras, Rashi says, that means a chatzi mona. You only have to have a chatzi mona, not a complete mona, just a chatzi mona. The chatzi lug yayin. How much wine do you have to have? If you want to leave over, how much yayin do you have to give the aniyim? You have to give them at least a chatzi lug. Rabbi Akiva Reimer, revius. Akiva says no. The least amount you can give them a revius, a lug, that's also enough. Vaita revius shemen. When you want to give the aniyim shemen oil, you have to give them at least a revius a lug. Rabbi Akiva says, Sheminis, you have to give him an eighth of a lug. V'shah kol ha-peris, what about all other type of peris? V'shah kol ha-peris, Omar Abishoyl. Abishoyl says, what's the shear that you have to give Maiser Oni to the Aniyim? Kedei sheyemochrom v'yikach ben mozon shtei sudis. Enough fruits that the Oni can sell it, and with the money he can buy himself a mozon for shtei sudis. That's how much peiros you have to give the Oni. V'yomar Rav, so Rav Yosef learned that on this Mishnah, Rav said, V'yomar Rav, V'chein le'eruv. The same halacha applies to Hilchos Eruv. When you want to leave over an Eruv Tchumim, you have to leave over a shear of Mozon Shtei Sudos. How much is that? These shiurim, all these different, the Yayin is the same achleikis, Shemen is the same achleikis, the same shiurim go to an Eruv. So Mele Rav Yosef is saying that Rav said his din on this Mishnah, and Mashma, not like Rav Menashe Bar Shugabloi said that Rav said his din on the Brais before. For the Gemara, my Ulma, dahai mehach. Now what was so gefelech? What was Rav Yosef's taina like? Sharol Morum, you should be moichalim. What's so wrong if you learn Rav's din on the Brais? The Svara is the exact same Svara. So Drashi, O my Ulma, dahai mehach. The Yikpud Rav Yosef or Rav Menashe, that Rav Yosef was makpud upon Rav Menashe. The Yom Rav Reisa, that he said on the Breisa. But my the Yari Mas Nisin, Lo Yari Breisa. According to Kashmir, there's no machlekes. The Breisa says one shirum, and the Mishnah is talking about different cases. But Lo Yisos and Adodi, and there's no machlekes between the two of them. Hani Shiraya Behochi, Hani Shiraya Behochi. Each one has its own shirum, and there's no stira. And the svara is the same svara that what? That any shear you have to give to Maiser Oni, to the Aniyim, that's a shear of Mozon Shtei Sudas, and the same shear applies to Hilchas Ervin. So what was wrong with Rav Sharvia, with Rav Menashe, that he learns Rav Din on the Braisa? Luchura, itak applies, Rav Din should go on the Braisa. What was Rav Yosef so makbid that no Rav Oni said his din on the Mishnah's dinim, and not on the Braises? So the Gemara.
Ilay mishum the katani bihach tavlin. If you want to say, because in the Braisa it talks about the uchlof tavlin, what measurement of spice you have to give to the aniyim, and mele yadakashe v'tavlin lav b'nei achilun ninu. And remember, you can't eat spices by itself. So since you can't eat it by itself, you can't make an erev with it. So that's why he was mocked with the say that Rav did not say his din on the Braisa, because the Braisa talks about tavlin, and with a tavlin you can't make an erev. Trashi, lav b'nei achilun ninu, or svir lel Rabbi Yosef, or maybe Rabbi Yosef holds, tiyein ma'arvin behen, who are then you can't use tavlin spices to make an eruv tchumim with. Hilkach, v'cheili erev lav olo itmam. That was bothering Rabbi Yosef. It's not mistavra that Rav said his din v'cheili erev on this braisa, because since the braisa mentions tavlin, and tavlin cannot be used for an erev, so it wasn't talking about this braisa. So the Mara oto hocho, Miloi ketoni chitin usurim? No, you have the same kasha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also talks about chitin usurim, having wheat and barley. V'lav b'nei achiluninu. And the chur raw wheat, the raw barley, is not edible. So b'zoi, how could Rav say v'chemi eriv if you can't make an eriv from raw wheat and raw barley? Ella, what do you got to say? So selamai, this is not a raya. Avad, you could say certain things are not edible by itself. Then that Rav said v'chemi eriv, he meant for the rest of the things. Yeah, Zot Gemara Ella Mishum Elamai the right. The reason why Rabbi Yosef was makbid was for this reason. He didn't like to say Rav said his dinner on the Braisa. He would rather say Rav said it on the Mishnah for this reason. Ella Mishum the Katoni, because it says in the Mishnah Chatzi Lug Yayin. It says the Tanakama holds what's the shear of wine that you have to give the least amount to the Meiser Oni to an Oni is a Chatzi Lug, and we're saying now the same halacha applies to an Eruv. That how much yayin do you have to leave over for an erev a chatzilug? So the Gemara, v'yomar Rav, and Rav says, marvin b'shtei reviyish shol yayin. And we know another place Rav says, how much wine do you have to have for an erev? You have to have two reviyas in, which is a chatzilug. So mele on this Mishnah, it stems very good. So drash yelu mishum, diktoni chatzilug yayin. Da hainu shtei reviyas. That is the shear of two reviyas in. Two revias halug comes out to be a chatzi lug. The shamin and leather rav gabi erev nami dukom hochi. And we know this is Rav Shita. That's how much wine you need for an eruv. So Mel is very mistaken to say that Rav said it's been on this Mishnah. That's the exact same shia. Yes, it's Zokti Gemara. Me de bi'inon kulei hai. Since this is the shia that Rav says how much wine you need for an eruv. Ishmaamina kiyom arav l'chein l'eruv ahom astins and komer. Ishmaamina. So here's the raya that Rav said his shir, his din of l'chein l'eruv goes on this Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, what's the shir of yayin? A chatzi lug. And Rav says, what's the shir for eruv? A to reviyasin, which is a chatzi lug. So Melech Tim is very good. So it's more mistava Rav said his din on this Mishnah. So the Gemara Omamar. We learned before, uvamozoin shtei sudas l'eruv. How much food you have to leave over? A shia food of two sudis, leriv. That's how much you have to leave over for your eriv. Is sova Rabbi Yosef Lameim, or Rabbi Yosef thought to say, Adiika sudi mehai, you sudi mehai. The lashon is, of a mozen shtei sudis means, from each food you have to at least have a sudis worth of that food. So in other words, you could only leave over two different type of foods for one eriv. Since an eriv needs the shear of mozen shtei sudis, and from each food you have to have at least a mozen of one suda. So how many different foods can you have? Two. So that's what we thought. Mehai v'suda mehai. Omalei Rabba. Rabba says no. Afidu l'machtzu l'shlish l'reviyah. No, there's no such din that from each type of food you have to have a mozen of one suda. No. An eruv could be made up from a few different type of foods. And a be all together, you have enough food of mozen shtei sudis, with that you can make an eruv. But lav davka, you could only use two different minim, and from each min you have to have a shear of a suda. So Trashi, o suda mehai, veiz oichle mitztarfen leruv. Only two different type of foods are mitztarf to make an eruv. Avo gimel v'dalid, but two or three or four different types, the lek is sudim mikol chadloi,
that from each min you do not have a shear of a suda, that you cannot use for an erev. And Rabbi answered back, no. Amalei Rabbi, no. Afilu lamas l'shnish revi is also good. So Mar Gufa. Amar Rav said, Ma'arvin v'shtei revi sin shoyayin. How much wine do you have to leave over for an erev? You have to leave over at least 2 reviyasin of yain. That's a chatzilun. Shadigamar mi bin kuli hai. To itak and eat so much wine for a mozen of shtei sudas. For a tanya we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, yayin kdei lecho boy. How much wine do you need? Kdei lecho boy, as it Rashi means, lishras boy pas mozen bei sudas. In other words, when you're eating 2 meals of bread and you want to dip the bread into wine, that's how much wine you need that you're going to use up in the 2 meals when you're dipping your bread into the wine. That's all. So the chura, how much bread do you dip into the wine? Very little. So the chura, the kasher is, you should not have to have a shnei revisin of yain. It's enough, much less. That's a kasher. If Shimon Allah Zawaimah, yain kadeh lecho boy, that you'll eat the bread with the wine. Hu adin choymitz, if you have vinegar, kadeh litvo boy. You want to be toivo, you want to dip things into it. So Rashi, litvo boy plus means you dip in either vegetables. Rashi says, you choymitz kadeh litvo boy, bosor mozen bei sudes. When you're eating meat, and you're dipping the meat into the choymitz, you need that much chaymitz, how much meat you'll dip from 2 sudas worth, which is also not so much. Baita zeisim uvitzolim. If you have olives or you have onions, kadei lechol behem shtei sudas. Also the shear that you eat 2 sudas. So Drashi kadei lechol behem means lofoy ben esapas debei sudas. Again, when you're eating a suda of bread, how much onions and how much olives do you eat with the bread? That's the shear you need. In other words, you don't need the shear of mozen shtei sudas of these things by itself. You need the shear that when you're eating your suda, you also eat these things to malafan bo yisapas, to make the bread taste good. So how much of this do you eat with the bread? That's what you need. So for the kashrus is, what does Rav say? You have to have a chatzi lug of yayin for an eruv. L'churi should have to have much less. And for the Gemara, hosom b'chamra mevashla. Rashi hosom diktoni yayin kdei lecho boy bechamra mavushel komar dechoshev lofo boy. They were talking about wine that was cooked. It's choshev a wine. That type of wine you eat with the bread, you dip the bread in. Avuchamra bi'alma, but regular wine that you did not use for dipping the bread in, but regular wine you just drink by itself, then bi'inon liyos boy shtias beisudis, then you need enough wine that people drink throughout the meal. Fahainu beis revi'isin. And that's already 2 revi'isin. In other words, it's a normal thing to drink a revi'is of a yayin by each suda. Therefore, since you need a mazon of shtei sudas, you have to have a beis revi'isin of yayin. So now there's no stira. If you have chosh of a wine that you use it to dip the bread into, you're talking to need less wine. But when you have wine, drinking wine, then you need as much wine as you drink within 2 sudas, which is 2 revi'isin. Omamar, the Braisa before said, Choymeitz kadei litvo boy. How much vinegar do you have to have? Enough when you're eating your sudur of meat, you dip your meat into it. Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav, kadei litvo boy mozoin shtei sudur shoyerek. Not meat, but when you're eating 2 sudurs worth of vegetables, how much vinegar you use when you dip your vegetables into it. So Drashi, mozoin bei sudur yerek, shekola sudur min yerek. In case we're eating the whole sudur just the vegetables, how much vinegar do you use by dipping the vegetables into it? And Ika the Amri, some say, Omrav Gidl Omrav, Yerek Hanechel, Vishtei Sudis. It means the vegetable that's eating throughout 2 Sudis. Trashi Yerek Hanechel, the Beit Sudis, Bipas. Again, we're not talking about the whole Sudur is made out of vegetables. You're eating bread. Now, when you're eating bread, you also eat vegetables in the meal. So it's even a much less of a shear. So how much vegetables do you eat with the bread? And that much, how much vinegar do you use for that? That's the shear of how much vinegar you need to leave over for an erev. It's a chash of a shear of vinegar that you would use while you're eating your 2 sudas of what of bread, and you're eating the vegetables in the middle of this suda, and how much of those vegetables you would dip into the vinegar, that's how much vinegar you need. That's the second shita. That's a much less of a shear.
Here's the more of item. Omamar, zeisim ubetzolim, when you have olives or you have onions, is kadei lechu bohen mozon shtei sudas. You have to leave over for an eriv, enough of that you eat in two sudas. Fredi gemorul, uve betzolim, in mimarvin, can you use onions bechlal to make an eriv with, for a time you will learn in a brisa? Omar Reb Shimon ben Eloza, pam achas shavas Rabbi Meir v'yardiskia. One time Rabbi Meir spent Shabbos by Yardiskia, the name of a place, Obo Odom Echo Lefonov, and a person came in front of him. So Drashi, v'yardiskia Obo Odom Echo Lefonov b'Shabbos, a person came to him on Shabbos, michutz l'tchum. The person taka walked out of the tchum of his city. He walked out of the tchum, he lived in a different city, and he went out of Alpayim Amo, out of the city. Why did the person walk so far? So Drashi, they Erev. The person made an eruv at chumim, shiiruv mim koimoy. He made an eruv letivyon, for hoya ardiska bi'alpayim amo shebein eruv letivyon. Has he made the eruv in Tivyon? That's the place where he made his eruv. And now this city where he came to was in tak alpayim amo from the eruv. So lechura, if his eruv was a good eruv, he is allowed to walk to the city. So that was the mice of this person walked to Rabbi Meir. Omaloy. So the person told Omalo Rabbi. Iravti b'btzolim letivyon. You should know I made my eruv with onions. And memela, since I have an eruv at chumin, that's why I was able to walk to your city to see you now. The ma'isa was v'hoishivu Rabbi Meir bi'aba amishaloi. Rabbi Meir told him nothing doing. You should know your eruv is posel, and therefore you walked out of the chum of your city. And the halacha is you only have dal. Again, so what was the Maisa? The Maisa was Pamachas Shabbos Rabbi Meir Biyadiskiyom. He was in Shabbos in this place. Obo Ademecha, the funeral person came to him, Omolo Rebbe, Iravti Bibtsolim, El Tivyon. I made an Eruvit Tchumim with onions, and that's why I was able to walk out of my Tchum, of my city, and I came to see you. Voishiva Rabbi Meir Biyaba Amishaloi. Rabbi Meir told him nothing doing. The Erev is Potsel, it's not a good Erev Tchumim. Vayesleis Poshen means with onions you can't make an Eruvit Chumim. Therefore he told him, Yadavka have to stay in your Daladamas. You can't walk out of your Daladamas. But that's Halacha. If somebody walks out of the Tchum Shabbos, there's a Knas Midrabonim, you can't walk out of the Daladamas where you are. So Chorutz Spirit here was saying, Yeshir for Betzolim. Mashmi, you could use onions for an Erev. And here Rabbi Meir told the person, Erev is bottle. Shrashi Voishivu Reb Meir Badaladamas. V'yosoloi lotzeis v'lozes m'koyim l'yasim not to go out of his place midal ramoisov shoyemid behem v'shash shayla v'iksov alav eruvu v'nimtsa yotze chutz letchum v'loi eruv otanam l'kamon perik mishir it's you aim l'yel dal damas. Somebody walks out of his tchum, the din is he only has a right to walk now dal damas. And for the Gemara l'kasha there's no stira. Ho ba'olim ho b'imois. Ho ba'olim means the leaves. The leaves of the onion, that's no good. Hobi moyes, that's the bulb of the onion itself, that's edible. Satrashi olin loichashivi v'royim lechel. The leaves that grow on top of the onions, those are no good, and that's not roy to make an eruv with. So that was this maestro with this person that made the eruv, he used the olin. Therefore, Rabbi Meir said it's not called a good eruv itchumin. Mashenkin avalach, we're talking about to use onions, means the bulb of the onion itself, which is edible, that's roy to use for an eruv. More the Tanya. Ochal botzo. Somebody ate an onion. Vehishkim, and he woke up. Umeis, and he died. Ein oimrim mima meis. We don't ask questions, what did he die from? Hevais teis why? Because we say onions are bad for you, and that's what killed you. For yom ha-shmuel, loishon novela bi'olim. There's only talking about the leaves. The leaves are no good. Avo bi'mois. But the bulb, the onion itself, leslan bo. That is nothing wrong with. That's okay. So there was no stira. The onion itself is okay. You couldn't make an error. But the leaves on top, that you can't make an eruv with. Fred Gemara over all them, over all the namiloyamoran. That we say with the leaves, you can't use for an eruv. It's only said